again, everyone. I am Martin Zender, and you're going to have a Zenderific time today because this is Zender Talk. Broadcasting at www.martinzender.com on the web, around the world, galactically, spatially, and irrevocably. Well, theology says that men are totally depraved, and I assume they mean that women are too. Men and women are totally depraved. They say that everything pertaining to this race is wrong. Well, I'm happy to tell you that they're wrong, because we saw yesterday, proved it through the scripture, that this is not true as to the conscience. We found out that the conscience is in line with God, and neither is it true with human nature, because these are both against sin. Whenever you do sin, it means that your conscience has been voted down or suppressed or bushwhacked. Or it's been sabotaged in some way by some other part of you. Now, the conscience, the nature, these are just two parts of humanity. There are other things going on in humans that war against these other things. We are dying. We are mortal. We sin. All these things work to squelch the conscience. But left to its own devices, the conscience and human nature is against sin. It's like the devil and the angel on your left and right shoulder. You know, the devil on your left shoulder says, "Do it, do it, do it." And the angel says, "I just don't think that would be right." That would be my wife, Melody. "I just don't think that's right." She's the angel on the right shoulder. I'm the devil on my own shoulder. Just do it. In fact, I have a sign on my printer that says, "When in doubt, do it." That's my motto in life, okay? But I do have a conscience, and it kicks in, and I know something is wrong, and then I never do it, right? But anyway, the best way to understand the place human nature plays is not to take your cue from Orthodox theology. You need to go into the Word of God and look at context. And as usual, the authorized versions, most of the mainstream versions, lead us astray. Here's what they do. You remember, I told you before, you might know this, that the word hell in the standard versions is a catch-all English word used to obliterate distinctions between three separate Greek words. The King James Version translates Hades, hell, they translate Gehenna, hell, and they also translate Tartarus, hell. Now, they're doing the same thing here with natural. There's three different Greek words here that we're not getting the distinction on because they've thrown it everything into this hodgepodge, natural. The word Genesis, for instance, it means generating. It's translated inherited. In James 1:23, well, the authorized version translates it natural. They also translate sukkos natural, but that word means soulish. Sukkos, suke, has to do with the soul. It means soulish. They translate it natural. Then we have the word phusikos. Now, this isn't sukkos, it's phusikos. We got the su and the fu versus the ka and the sa. Kos is the same at the end, but sukkos is soul. Phusikos is natural. They're translating it correctly there. If the Greek word phusikos is there and they translate it natural, that's correct. But they can't do that and also translate these other two words natural, because God had different things to say, especially the word sukkos. This is where all the confusion comes. This is what really screws people up. And we're going to see that when we go to the scriptures, which we're going to do now. Pay attention. See if you can find out why people get messed up from this translation. All right? Now, we're going to look at passages in scripture that use the word sukkos, which is soulish, having to do with the soul. And they're going to translate it natural here. That's wrong. If the word phusikos had been here, yes, yes, then translate it natural. But when sukkos is here, no, you must translate it soul, or you're going to confuse people and make religious nuts out of people. And that's just what the authorized version has done. What do they call it? The authorized version. Well, it's the authorized version. It's simply because the English is there, and they know exactly what to do. And it's the English, and so the authorized version. Well, unfortunately, the authorized version is incorrect in about 20,000 places. Everywhere else, it's perfect. 1 Corinthians 2:14, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." You see what was happening there? Let's go to the next passage. Three verses here, 1 Corinthians 15:44, 45, and 46. "It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual." You see what was happening there? It's hard to imagine the confusion that has resulted from this. How many people have stumbled on this? Because what the Authorized Version is doing here is setting natural against spiritual. You can't be both, according to the KJV, because they're mistranslating Sukkakon. They say the natural man receiveth not the things of the God, because the things of God, because they're spiritually discerned. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. Spiritual's great, we all want to be spiritual, so natural must be bad. So we're going to fight our nature. We're going to squelch it, we're going to crush it, and man, this has caused all sorts of religiosity in the world, and we're going to get into more detail on that tomorrow. I hope you're with me, I'm going to be with me, and we'll see you then.